This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Uma Paganapke Pagan. Joining me, Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. Miss Sherlock is yet another take on Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes. This one created by Hulu Japan and HBO Asia. It stars Yuko Takeuchi as Miss Sherlock and Shihori Kanjia as Wato-san.
Yeah,
I like
what they did there.
It's an hour-long, 8-part series that premieres on HBO Asia, and it seems from the outset that it is actually a remake, a reboot of the Benedict Cumberbatch version of Sherlock. They're setting it in modern Japan. They're taking it far, far away from 221B, of course.
She still lives in 221B, it's just a completely different street.
It's just in like street. Tokyo, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But she plays the role very similarly to Cumberbatch.
In a way, I'm not familiar with her work, so they do some clever stuff with regards to the Sherlock thing. It's not her name's not Sherlock. Mm. They very clearly say that.
Yes.
It's like it's a name that she's taken after something bad happened to her.
Yeah. Obviously, someone gave it to her or someone called her that.
And I was wondering where they were going, because it does have the look of the British show. Like, it looks like it was shot in rainy day England.
Oh, and also her house.
Yeah.
When you step into Miss Sherlock's house, it's so
literally a mix
similar
of his and Johnny Lee Miller's from Elementary.
With a little bit of Japan thrown in.
Yeah.
And they kept the house, the landlady, still a landlady, not a land guy. They didn't flip all the genders
all the,
on everybody.
Yeah.
But it's when the harpsichord kicked in, it was really like, oh, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's when I realized. Because it seemed like it could be either way that they were just... Because when you've seen The Ring looks like it's shot in London in December as well. So you can get those dull greys in Japan.
Yeah.
So that after the harpsichord kicked in, there's like, yeah, they're definitely doing that. And there's a couple of wipes and stuff like that. They seem to be aping it very consciously.
I mean, for me, I didn't know that it was almost like a direct remake reboot thing, and it was really jarring, because I really like the BBC Sherlock, the Cumberbatch Sherlock. To watch a Japanese version of it just feels like, what are you guys doing? Do your own thing, you know. And that's what it felt like for me, until I find out that it's an actual reboot. Then I'm like, maybe I'll give it some leeway.
So we only got to see one episode. I guess I should preface this by saying I am a huge Sherlock fan. I've read all of the bad spin-off stuff as well, written by other people. I don't know why. I just enjoy the characters. I enjoy the world. And I think, like a lot of books, movies, and television shows, they never stray too far from Conan Doyle's original conception. Mm. They may make him slightly weirder, or her in this case, but at the root of it, and I don't know if it has to do with the Sherlock Holmes estate. I don't know if they have tight control over how you depict that character.
I think from the BBC Sherlock, it's love of the character, because Mark Gatiss and Stephen Moffat are just
huge fans.
They're huge fans, and they're huge fans, but they also don't want to be fanboys. They don't want to ruin it for people. I mean, I haven't seen the last season of Sherlock, but I don't think most people were very happy with it.
No, they did some
stuff. I mean, the one
I didn't mind
the season before that,
it,
where there was things with John's wife and Sherlock killed somebody, that all seemed a bit like, you're pushing it too far now. It's like it's going a bit too far. This show, I don't know if it has that or not yet. I mean, I don't know Yuko Takeuchi at all. I haven't seen any of her work, so it's hard to displace Benedict Cumberbatch's portrayal from your mind.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff she does seems to be more intended to shock and annoy rather than actually have a Sherlockian purpose. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
It's like he's an a**hole because he's trying to get at something, but he's not quite leaning over bodies at wailing wives while they're just seeing their dead husband. You know what I mean?
And I think, and that was the kind of thing that I mentioned as well. Like, it feels like this portrayal of Miss Sherlock is done as an upping of the ante from the Cumberbatch version, as opposed to a reinterpretation of Conan Doyle's Sherlock.
I think it's
right?
a reaction to that, as opposed
to so she walks in and she sits down, you know, rather rudely. She walks in with shoes, not not for any other reason than just so you can go shoes.
I kind of love that moment though. Same here. Like, she completely, in order to show that she's completely against social conventions, like Benedict Cumberbatch's character, instead of just barging into somebody's house, she's doing it and leaving her shoes on, and Watson's running after her saying, Your shoes! Yeah. That's a huge thing in Japan, and that's, I really like that.
I
get that.
And I think that's why I'm so compelled to watch the series past episode one, because I like the idea of someone breaking social convention in Japan.
Yeah, because the stereotype is like this. It's a lot more hierarchical, right? And structures are more rigid.
Not just hierarchical, but everyone's very proper. I mean, even if you watch that reality show Terrace House, it is such a weird interpretation of what a reality show is. It is the exact opposite of an American and British reality show, because Japanese people are just so polite. Yeah. And there's so little drama. And yet when you throw this character who isn't a gaijin, who isn't a white person, but
who isn't Jared Leto,
but is an actual Japanese person, but has maybe some psychological damage, right? Or something that's causing her to behave this way. I think that's quite interesting, because it seems like only the police chief gives her a little bit of leeway going, do you not know who that is?
Yeah.
Leave her be. She's always like that, but she's helping us.
Right.
You know? And so that's what I enjoy about this, just watching this fish out of water, this Japanese fish out of water in Japan.
Yeah. Mm. It's a fish from the same water, just out of part of the world.
Out of sorts, right? Yeah. I think that's quite interesting.
I'd be interested to watch a few more episodes to see how that develops, because like I said, there's parts where she's just grinning like a lunatic, and it's like, I'm doing this to be odd as an actor as opposed to the character, or it feels like that, where she's sitting weirdly in certain sections and not others, and some elements of that just don't quite fit as a character yet. Some of that could be because of the Japanese language difference, you know, because you're reading subtitles, you're missing some of the subtleties maybe.
Did you find that was because a lot of the performances felt more theatrical? I watch quite a bit of Japanese shows, but this one in particular, especially with the conversations between Watto and Miss Sherlock, there was a theatricality to it.
It feels over the top. Like it feels like they're trying to do, and that's what I mean. Like, it feels like they're trying to do what an American or an English style would be, right? The relationship between the two of them, the obviously budding relationship between the two of them. Whereas if you watch a standard sort of typical Japanese drama, they're very, a little more toned down. This feels like the borderline between like an anime brought to life, that over the topness of it all. And I couldn't get with that for me. Yeah.
No, I want to see how it settles down.
I might want to see a couple more episodes. The only other thing that I could sort of reaches out to me is, I didn't know there was a Hulu in Japan.
There is Hulu Japan.
I didn't know there was Hulu Japan.
So it's a joint production between HBO Asia and Hulu Japan.
I want Hulu.
I want Hulu too.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry.
But no, HBO Asia seems to be branching out and doing these sorts of things.
Mm. But they're also doing it with very daring subjects.
Correct.
You know, they're not just doing a Japanese drama set in Japan.
No. They're doing a reboot of Sherlock with gut bombs.
Yeah, it is interesting, right? Yeah. Like that. So that idea that they're taking an interesting title, an interesting
franchise,
right, and moving that along is quite interesting.
You know, we've been speaking about this all this while, and we haven't mentioned the crime or the plot. And rightly so, because it feels like even the BBC Sherlock, the plot machinations and the crime story almost doesn't matter. I found that that was one of my biggest, I love the BBC Sherlock, but one of my biggest complaints about it was that I actually didn't care about the mystery he was trying to solve.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I was so caught up with him and Watson and Mycroft and Moriarty.
Well, that's why. You were more into the overarching plot with Moriarty.
I was. But also I was more into the characters.
Yeah.
No, but
like their quirkiness and insanity was what kept me watching.
They also put, like I said, the love element, they put an awful lot of work into the visuals of that show. The constant text messaging, the memory palace, all these kind of
but
things.
But is that designed, right? It's the texting was designed for them. They designed that look almost.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. So this show seems to be more on the scale of like, we're doing 10 episodes or we're doing 22 episodes. Yeah. So you can't really afford to do that kind of stuff, whereas the Sherlock ones were like mini movies when they did them.
Yeah, there were three episodes, right? An hour and a half each.
Yeah, yeah.
When I read the original books, when I read the original stories, I'm into the stories and his role in solving that mystery, right? Mm. Which I don't find either with this one, with the Downey Jr. versions, with the BBC Sherlock. For some reason, they haven't put enough time or effort in that machination. Those machinations are so compelling.
But the earlier seasons of the BBC Sherlock, they used to do that, right? But I think it was towards the end, it was like you said, Sherlock himself is almost just wants to get the case out of the way so he can solve the Mycroft stuff.
It was a victim of its own success, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he had to keep going on topping itself each time. It couldn't just stick to Case of the Week show because it was such a huge success. People like it was a huge thing when it dropped. This is better than before. And it's like the pressure to maintain that level of standard must have been impossible.
Yeah. And so I'm hoping with the Japanese series, with this one, they're hinting at a much bigger storyline. They're hinting at a much bigger plot. I thought the resolution of this plot was quite clever. Mm. So I'm hoping...
No, you kind of... There's a character, once they're introduced, you're like, yeah, they did it.
Yeah, I know. There is
And the thing of like, who did it? They couldn't have done it on their own. That was like felt a little shoehorned in at the end.
Yeah, it did.
It was like, huh?
Yeah, I didn't see any of that.
There must be more to this.
Yeah, especially like, when they're going
what?
Through...
You just
going
solved
the whole,
it.
Yeah, when you're going through the whole explanation and you have a flashback of the suspect
doing it,
it's like, well, they clearly didn't need any help. So why are you? Where are you getting that from? That they need help from?
I didn't get
where
that. You get that? Yeah,
because she's Sherlock.
Mm.
She can see things that we cannot.
Mm. I'm hoping that in the next coming episodes she settles down. None of that, you know, like girding. Over the top sitting. Like
goes more for the. I'm being rude in order to prove a point. There's some things she was doing where it's like, being you're rude at this point will not actually help me. I know there was the whole point with Cumberbatch's character was he was socially awkward and more focused on the crime at hand or whatever. That meant that he had a brusqueness about him, but he was trying to get somewhere.
Yes.
She seems to just be rude because she's just because awful and healed.
Enjoying it.
Yeah.
She feels a lot more like House.
Yeah.
Because there are certain points in those later seasons of House where you're just like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Shut up. Someone is trying to help you.
Yes, and we know it's not lupus.
Send him for another MRI. Yeah. You can catch episodes of Miss Sherlock on HBO. That's Astro Channel 411 and 431 in HD. Check your Astro listings for when and how. Let us know what you think when you've seen it. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahe Wyatt.
This is At The Movies on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.